What is up, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss, featured in so many things. Most recently, featured multiple times in the Ryan Gosling movie The Fall Guy, where I think that was the only song that they bought, so they used it a lot. The theme of today's show, very unexpected. What's happening this week? I don't know. Today's February 10th, which means the end of this week is what? That's right. It's the release of Captain America 4. Yay! No. For real, though, it is also Valentine's Day. And in keeping with tradition, today's show will be Valentine's-esque themed, a little themed, but there's a little secret somewhere in it. So we'll see if y'all can figure it out. I know sometimes I hide little something-somethings in the show, and it's your job to figure out what it is. I picked some fun songs that I enjoy, some love songs. They might not all be love songs where you're in love, maybe love songs where you're falling out of love, but that's part of the love experience. Love is a sophisticated emotion, you know? That's just how love is. Now, my plans for Valentine's Day. I'm taking my girlfriend to a very, very special dinner. Of course, on the 13th, we're preceding that by going and watching Captain America 4 in IMAX. Very romantic. And we have fun stuff planned on the weekend too. So it's going to be a whole thing. And I'm so excited, because I have to get through two more days of class, to get there. So if I can do it, you can do it. And if you're single, love yourself. A big thing in Ecuadorian culture is that Valentine's Day is the day of like love and friendship. So really genuinely tell your friends that you love them. Tell your friends that you appreciate them and you value them in your life, because that type of love is strong and you need to cherish it. So go do that, because that's important. So now that my little blurb is done, I'm going to stop talking because I don't really know where I'm going. Next up for you guys, I have a song that was actually, it was gifted to me. I know last week we talked about gifting music. And this was given to me as a gift as part of I'm air quoting here, mixtape that my girlfriend made for me for my 19th birthday, where she actually put in a jar a bunch of songs that she wanted to recommend for me, whether it's songs that I liked, songs that I didn't know. She wrote them on little pieces of paper, and she put them all in this little jar that I still keep on my desk with me at all times. But I put them in a playlist so I can listen to them like a normal person. And one of the songs, it's probably my favorite song that she picked, that she gifted to me. And I have it here for y'all. Ty Verdes and his song, Let's Go to Hell.
Let's go to hell together. We can burn forever. I've got nothing better to do. You know that I'm not a rebel. I just know the devil can't be much worse than me and you. Let's let this motherfucker burn to the ground. I lost the love that I thought I found. Took all the money out my account. I bought Nathan, I bought a pound. Smoke it up till I can't hear sound. Flip the earth and turn it upside down. Come on, baby, go southbound. Let's go to hell together.
Ooh, that was Out of My League, Fitz and the Tantrums. Funnily enough, that was another song that was in that little birthday gift. They were both in there. I love that song though. Fitz and the Tantrums, they were cooking. I love songs like that, that they feel kind of, I don't know how to describe it, kind of ethereal. Like you feel like you're floating, the progression kind of picks you off your feet, and the song, like the lyrics and the melody is so euphoric. I don't know. That's the type of song that you pop your headphones in and you kind of lay in your bed and you feel like you've launched into the astral plane and you just lose yourself. I don't know. Long story short, they were definitely cooking. But, you know, love songs come in all shapes and sizes. While you have songs like that, that make you feel so good and they express such a pure emotion of, it's not denial, but it's just like shock and awe, being like, wow, like how are we together? Because like you're so out of my league. Damn. There are other songs that are more, you know, like retrospective, and they can still be bangers, but they are, when you listen to the lyrics, you understand that love is a complicated emotion that makes you feel. And I think a great example of that is the next song that I selected for the show, which is a favorite. We've played it on the show before. It's super fun, super crazy. It is February, and it's not October. Because if it was October, this song would be very, it would make more sense. Because I'm about to play Rodrigo Olivia Vampire. Rodrigo, comma, Olivia Vampire.
Give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built off people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds. Sometimes when I close my eyes, 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity. 'Cause I've made some real big mistakes.
Yeah.
That was Easy Lover by Phil Collins and Philip Bailey. If Philip Bailey, that name sounds familiar to you, that's because it should. Philip Bailey is the counterpart to one Maurice White of the Earth, Wind, and Fire variety. And then Phil Collins is of the Phil Collins variety. I love that song. That song is so fun. That's another example of a that, except that song just always makes me want to dance. Like I was busting it out in the studio right now. I don't know why the collaboration of these two artists together is just such a good song. The music is just so engaging and fun, and I love it. And it's similar because it's not a direct love song, but it's a song about love. Or about a lover. If you know, you know. But I don't know. I want you to take a look. If you can. Because I think if you look at the main page right now, you can see all the songs I've played thus far. The first half, let's say. You can start to decipher a little something secret if you look at the songs. But we're not done yet. We got to keep going. But before we continue, it's time for a PSA. And this is fatherhood involvement. Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good. Huh? It literally says pause in parentheses. So that was not intentional dead air. Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Hell of a phone number. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Men, ladies, anyone in between, you heard the PSA. Go be a dad right now. Go be a dad. That number, that phone number, was crazy. 877-4-DAD-411. I guess they added the extension to the ad. But back to the love songs about love in a loving way. The next song I got for you guys is from an artist that I played for you last week, which, as a reminder, was a part of the Songs I've Seen Perform Live show. And I talked to you all about how I saw this group, Coldplay, at the Palladium right before COVID happened. And this next song I'm going to play for you is their first big hit. I'm not going to dance around the bush at all. That's not how you say it. I'm not going to beat around the bush, or I'm not going to dance around it. The song is Yellow. It's a great song. It gets memed a lot online because people think it's a song about pee. But it's a really beautiful song, it's nice. So I'm not gonna talk anymore because I want to let the song speak for itself. So for your enjoyment, here we have Coldplay's Yellow.
Thank you. cause you were all yellow. I drew a line, I drew a line for you. Oh, what a thing to do. And it was all. Myself try. Thank you.
That was On the Level by Mac DeMarco. That song is especially special because of how it's not a song necessarily about romantic love, but it's more of a song about familiar love, more specifically love of yourself. Mac DeMarco has talked about how that song is about self-reliance and about believing in yourself and loving yourself. And just because it's Valentine's Day, and just because I'm telling you to love your friends and your loved ones, don't forget to love yourself. Because that's important. You should always remember to love yourself. I know, especially in stressful times, you want to point the finger at yourself and say, I'm not smart enough. I'm not doing well enough. I'm not spending enough time doing this. I'm not spending enough time doing that. I'm spending too much time doing this thing that isn't helping me. Just remember to stop and love yourself. You know, this is, and I'm prefacing this by saying I'm not going about to play Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. I'm not doing that. That's a different kind of love yourself. But just take the time to acknowledge yourself and appreciate yourself, because that's important. Got a few more songs for you guys. I'm actually going a lot faster than I expected. So just in case I miscalculated the length of some of these last songs, I'm just going to hop right into it. Back into some fun love, some good love, some young love, some honeymoon love. I've got a fun little ditty for you guys. Not that kind of ditty. A fun song for you guys that I listened to a lot over the summer. And it's because it's an artist that I've really come to appreciate over the past year. And that, of course, is Beck. And from his album Colors, here is Up All Night. Because I just want to stay up all night with you.
selector.
Luck I had was you, and I know one thing that I love you. I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back, come around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back, come around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know.
That was Say Hey, featuring Shireen Anderson by Michael Franti and Spearhead. I remember hearing that song all the time when I was little. It's crazy to think how long ago 2008 was, which was when that song came out. I was thinking earlier in the show while I was playing music, I was thinking about how right now, this year, distance from my birthday is the same distance as when I the day I was born from 1981, right? Because 1981 to 2003 was 22 years, and then from then to now it's 22 years. Isn't that crazy? Because I was looking at the dates on a lot of these songs, and most of them are 2000 songs. The only one that isn't is Easy Lover, is the Phil Collins, Philip Bailey track. But most of them are 2008, 2017, 2017, 2000, 2023, 2013. Oh, of course, Kiss, the beginning. That's not 20th century music. But yeah, it's crazy how music evolves. And bringing it back to the theme of the show, how people's love of music evolves. Your love of style, your love of melody, your love of lyricism. I think it's interesting how love is everywhere. And that's really something to love. If you have never told someone that you love them, I challenge you this week to go and do that. It could be, like I said before, it could be a friend. It could be a family member. It could be your crush and you're feeling bold. I've emboldened you to go and take the next step. Great, wonderful, fantastic. But still, in the plainest, simplest way, just go and find the person that means a lot to you and tell them that you love them. Love is a very strong word. It's a very powerful word. And in a world full of so much hate and so much disdain, so much resentment, and so much otherness, sometimes I think we might forget how to love. So, for the people that you inexplicably do care about in your life, there's no doubt about it, let them know. Let them know. Because if your circle is small, may your circle be strong. And may each of you recognize the appreciation that you have for one another, whether that's in your family, whether that's in a friend group, whether that's in any number of social circles. If you really do value that person, if you really do value what they say, what they think, what they bring to the table, what they bring to the world, you need to let them know not how much you just appreciate them, but how much you really, really love them. Because we are in February. It's February 10th, almost February 11th in 10 minutes. It's February 10th, 2025. Like, time is only gonna continue from here. There's no going back to 2024. That's gone. 2020, long gone. 2010s, see ya. Even the year I was born, that's gone. That was over 20 years ago. But you have the power to tell someone that you love them right now, and let that feeling sustain right now. So I don't know if I'm qualified at all to telling you to go love someone, but I feel like I fit the bare minimum criteria of I have people in my life that I love. And I'm very fortunate that I was raised in a house where expressing love was something that I was nurtured to do in a very young age. Giving hugs, giving a kiss on the cheek, even doing things for people. You know, there's different love languages, they say, whether they're romantic or not. And that could be like one of my big my main love language is gift giving, and I love gift giving. And it could be something as simple as, oh, I thought of you, because that's something, for example, that my grandmother does a lot, is her form of love expression, her love language is gift giving, but in a very intimate sense. We could be in a disagreement and we are not talking for the day, and she goes to the store and she sees fruit that I like, and she'll buy it for me and she'll put it in the fridge for me with the full intention of having gotten it for me. Because that's just how she is. Very caring, very loving, and very thoughtful. And if there are people in your life that, that treat you that way, that they're loving, they're thoughtful, maybe they went out and they saw, oh, like, my friend loves those Oreos. Like, I'm going to get a box of Oreos for them and I'll bring it. Or, oh yeah, like, they love when the, they love sitting at like this, this part of the room. So I'm going to make sure that like their desk is saved, or any number of things like that, from the biggest things to the smallest things. If anyone does anything like that for you, or you do anything like that for them, make sure you tell people that you love them, because that's great. It's a great, it's a great feeling to have someone tell you, like, I love you. We, even outside of a romantic sense, if you have a really good friend and they're like, I love you, man, or like, I love you so much, like, you're awesome, I love you, that's great, because it means that you have made an impact, a large enough impact on a person's life that they verbally and soulfully acknowledge the, that impact that you have had. So the moral of this entire commentary, I suppose, is tell people that you love in your life, that you love them. Remind yourself to love. Don't overburden yourself with hatred, with malice, with negative feelings, with pessimism. Let yourself feel more love. If there are things that you love to do, keep doing them. If there's things you don't love to do, stop. Unless you can't. Like, if it's school, you gotta keep doing that. But surround yourself with people and with things that are positive. Be positive. Be loving. Be kind. There are a lot of things to be not kind about. So, I don't know. It's a very elementary saying, but if you don't got anything nice to say, just don't say anything. Just let it be. Just learn to love. And it all starts with you. So I'm not telling you to change the world. I'm just telling you to go and find someone you love and tell them you love them. I surround myself with things that I love, with people that I love, with hobbies that I love, and of course, with music that I love. And I thought there's no better song and no better artist to finish off a show about love than with Gorillaz' song from their album Plastic Beach. To finish it off, here is Melancholy Hill.
The call and the submarine, run the world, we'll go.
That is all for today. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0 wishing you a great, amazing Tuesday. Got the next show coming in right now. I'm sure they got some great songs to play for you guys. I'm going to keep talking because the automation is broken and I do not want to have to switch it just to switch it back. So remember what I said. Make sure to tell people that you love them, whether it's friends, whether it's family, whether it's a romantic partner. Just make sure to let that love be known. Let that appreciation be known. And I'm turning it over to the next show.